Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Gospel Gold. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I am so very glad you have joined us tonight. It is September the 7th, 2020. You are listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. We are in stereo. I always like to tell people about Gospel Gold. Gospel Gold is not just another music program. It's a program that is dedicated to the history and the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that it all began in Africa. Of all the lavish gifts that Africa has given the world, the richest and the most unique is the combination of music, rhythm, and religion. It is rhythm that drives our music. Field hollers, work songs, these are the basic elements of the spirituals. And from the spirituals, you get gospel, jazz, blues, ragtime, rock and roll, and even rap that we have today. We believe that all the music that we have created on these American shores come from the experiences of African American people, the obstacles that we have overcome, the trials and the tribulations that we have overcome. We express that in our music, we express that in our songs, we express that in our poems, in our books. Everything that we do is part of the African American experience. There's never been a time when gospel music was not a part of our culture, not a part of our experience. Gospel music has been there to guide us along the way. It reaches deep down into the heart of God's chosen people, gives us hope, gives us stability, a sense of mastery, and a sense of self, to know that God is still in charge and that he leads our way. That's what gospel gold is all about, preserving the history and the tradition of traditional African-American gospel music. There are other very fine radio programs that play contemporary gospel and other various types of gospel. What we hear at Gospel Gold are dedicated to the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. If you like traditional African-American gospel music, we invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go there. Go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. There you will find the articles on various gospel artists. You will find some of the music that we play here on Gospel Gold. You'll also find the link each week for the program on the Facebook page. Go there, hit the like button, and don't forget to share so others will be able to know that Gospel Gold is on the air. We thank God for you. We pray that you will continue to be a supporter of Gospel Gold. Gospel Gold is brought to you in part by Faith That Lives Ministry. And you too can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. Our Cash App is Gospel Gold with the two G's are capital. The dollar sign, Gospel Gold, one word, the two G's are capital. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can email us at gospelgoldsongwriter.net. gospelgoldsongwriter.net. You can also leave your comments, suggestions, or requests either on the Facebook page, or you can email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. We'll be so very glad to hear from you. We do have a call-in number that you can call in tonight. You can talk to us directly in the studio. That number is area code 845-241-9839. Area code 845. 241-9839. You can speak to us directly in the studio tonight. As we start our program each week, we always start with prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for this medium. We pray now, God, that something be played or something be said tonight that will inspire your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We have a very fine program tonight. We want you to enjoy our program. Turn up your speakers on your computer. If you're listening over the internet, make sure that you can hear all the great sounds that you will be hearing tonight on Gospel Gold. I'm going to play a song and I will come back and introduce our program for tonight. Was the truth at Subtila, Texas. God said he would make things all right. Our program tonight is a fourth in a series of women in gospel. There have been so many very powerful women in the gospel field that have made such a great impact. We have done three programs featuring the women in gospel. We have done a program that featured such people as Albertina Walker, William A. Ford Smith, Roberta Martin, Rosetta Thorpe, all of the great singers from the Caravans, my personal favorite, Pastor Shirley Caesar, Imogene Green, Inez Andrews, and the list goes on and on. I can name names all night long, and I still cannot scratch the surface. African-American women have made such a great impact in gospel music, and they are in part the reason why gospel music was such a favorite on the radio. And so tonight, we want to introduce three more great women of gospel who have been around for a while, and that's what Gospel Gold is all about, to introduce and reintroduce great gospel artists of traditional African-American gospel music. Tonight, we're going to introduce or reintroduce three great women. One of them is Sondra Crouch. Sondra Crouch is an American gospel performer, drummer, and songwriter. Sondra Crouch was born on July 1st, 1942, in San Francisco, California, along with her twin brother, Andre Crouch, to parents Benjamin and Catherine Crouch. Many of you have heard or know of Andre Crouch. We did a program where we featured some of his songs on that program. Sondra is his twin sister. Sondra Crouch won a Grammy Award in 1984 for the Best Soul Gospel Performance Female. During the late 60s through the early 70s, she played tambourine on a number of Motown recording sessions. Sondra and her brother Andre had a friendship and music relationship with such people as Michael Jackson. Between 1993 and 1994, Sondra Crouch suffered the loss to her father, her mother, and her older brother. After his father's death, Crouch and her twin brother Andre took over shared duty as senior pastor of the church their parents founded, Christ Memorial Church of God in Christ in Pacoma, California. Sondra also suffered the loss of her twin brother, Andre Crouch, who died at the age of 72 on January 8, 2015 at Northridge Hospital Center. Until his death in January 2015, she and her brother co-pastored Christ Memorial Church of God in Christ together. On the day of her brother's death, Sondra released the following statement. Today, my twin brother, roommate, and best friend went home to be with the Lord. Please keep me and my family and our church family in prayers. I tried to keep him here, but God loved him best. Sondra Crouch, great innovator, great songwriter, great singer, who has done such great music in the traditional African-American style. We feature and we tribute to her tonight on Gospel Gold. Here she is with our theme song for tonight. We need to hear from you. And then I will play another song from her.
Destruction is now, it's now in view. See, the world has forgotten, Lord, all about you. And children are crying,
crying.
People are dying, Lord.
Dying.
They're lost without you.
Lost without you.
They're lost,
without you.
But you said if we'd seek, if we'd only seek your face. And turn, turn from our wicked ways. You promised to heal. You promised to heal our land. Father, you can.
Father, you can.
Father, you can.
Concrete.
Sandra Crouch, Completely Yes, recorded in 2008, and before that, We Need to Hear from You, recorded in 1985. Great composer, great songwriter, and I didn't know that she was a drummer. Sandra Crouch, sister of Andre Crouch. traditional gospel, sometimes referred to as black gospel, was codified by the composer and singer Thomas A. Dorsey in the 1930s, and generally features a large church choir, often fronted by one or more soloists. Traditional gospel has been the jumping-off point for a number of other styles of gospel. Tonight, Gospel Gold will continue to pay tribute to the women of gospel. This is the fourth in a series tonight. Another great gospel artist that I want to bring to the forefront tonight, one that many of you may have heard of or may not have heard of, is Doris Akers. Doris Akers. Doris May Akers, born May 21st, 1923, was an American gospel music composer, arranger, and singer known for her work with the Sky Pilot Choir. She was inducted into the Gospel Music Hall of Fame in 2001. Doris Akers was born in Brookfield, Missouri, to parents Floyd and Pearl Akers. She had nine siblings: Edward, Floyd, Evelyn, Marion, Donald, Nellie, Bernice, Harley, and Charles. The family moved to nearby Kirksville when she was 5 years old. She learned to play the piano by ear at the age of six, and she wrote her first song, "Keep the Fire Burning in Me." When she was 10 years old, doing the touring in 1930, she formed a group with her siblings, Edward, Marion, and Donald, who went by the name of Dot and the Swingsters. In 1945, at the age of 22, Doris Akers moved to Los Angeles. She was recruited by Sally Martin in 1946 as a pianist and a soloist for the Sally Martin Singers. Sally Martin was famous for touring nationally with Professor Thomas Dorsey to sell gospel sheet music, and his collaboration early in her career gave Akers insight into the business end of the music industry. 2 years later, she left the Sally Martin Singers and began her own group. In 1947, she published her first song with the Martin and Morris entitled "I Want a Double Portion of God's Love." In 1948, she teamed up with Dorothy Simmons and Hattie Watkins and formed the Simmons-Akers Trio. They released many recordings on several labels: Score, Suburb, Super, and Songs label. Also, Imperial Records and RCA Victor label, and Specialty Records. Doris formed the Simmons and Akers Music House in 1948 to market and preserve some of her original religious compositions, which grew out of her religious faith. In the mid-50s, Doris Akers began an association with Manna Music, founded by Tim Spencer of the Sons of the Pioneers. In early 1957, Akers recorded her first solo album called Sing Praises Unto the Lord. The album featured many of her early compositions, such as "I Found Something," "Lead On, Lord Jesus," and "Jesus Is the Name." She was backed by her group, the Simmons Akers Gospel Group. According to ASCAP documentation, in 1958, along with her friend Mahalia Jackson, Doris Akers co-wrote the song "Lord, Don't Move This Mountain," which sold over a million records. This composition also became a hit for other gospel artists such as Inez Andrews over a decade later. In the 1980s, Doris Akers issued a new gospel album every year on a regional Midwest label. Each album cover featured a new color photograph of the artist to let you know it was currently a new production. She also recorded a few albums in Canada which were not distributed in the United States, such as Crusade and Gospel Tidings record. In the United States, she began recording for the Gaither label and appeared at some of their concerts and in TV productions, some fragments of which are currently available on YouTube.com. In the early 1990s, she was featured in Bill Gaither's gospel video, Old Friends, Turn Your Radio On, and Precious Memories. She was affectionately known as Miss Gospel Music because she was admired and respected by everyone in the music industry over the years. She had mastered every aspect of gospel music, including vocals, keyboards, choir directing, arranging, composing, and publishing. She had worked with many of the pioneers of the golden age of gospel. She had authorized many standard gospel compositions, and she moved freely and successfully in all spheres of gospel music. Many of her compositions, such as Lead Me, Guide Me, I Cannot Feel the Lord, You Can't Beat God's Giving, and Sweet, Sweet Spirit, sold millions for other gospel artists and evangelists. She was interviewed by Lindsay Terry for the book Stories Behind 50 Southern Gospel Favorites. She explained how the hit song Sweet, Sweet Spirit was revealed to her during a prayer session with one of her choirs during a church service. The later years, Doris lived out the final years of her life in Minneapolis, Minnesota, serving as minister of music at Grace Temple Deliverance Center. She discovered she had spinal cancer when she visited the doctor after breaking her ankle in August of 1994. Doris Akers died on July 26, 1995. She was survived by two of her sisters, Nellie and Bernice, and her brother, Donald Akers. She received many awards, including back-to-back Gospel Music Composer of the Year, 1960-1961. Doris Akers Day was held in Kirksville, Missouri, July 1976. Doris Akers was the headline act of the city American Bicentennial Celebration, with approximately 20,000 people attending that concert. In 1992, she was honored by the Smithsonian Institute as the foremost black gospel songwriter in the United States. She was posthumously inducted into the Gospel Hall of Fame 2001. And in 2011, Doris Akers was inducted into the Southern Gospel Hall of Fame. One of the things that I found so interesting about her was that she was able to record with white groups and black groups, but she was an African-American gospel singer, songwriter. Tonight, I want to bring to the forefront, for those of you who have never heard it before, Doris Akers on Gospel Gold.
Now, there could be a lot of reasons tonight that many of you have one time or the other called on the Lord. And do you remember when you got your answer?
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And you know something? You can go to God and stay there long enough in prayer. And you can come out. You can come out.
Amen.
After being with him, singing, courage my soul. And let us journey on. Though the night be dark, but it won't be. You ever been to that place? And the thunder shakes the ground. All the lightning is flashing, and the tempest is all around.
Listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio.
Friends, I'd like to share an experience with you. It happened at the church that I attend. The name of the church is St. James Pentecostal Church in Columbus, Ohio. Oh, it's not a big church, but it's full of the Spirit, a fiery church, and we believe in praising God. And one Sunday morning, the altar was full of people praying, and the Lord spoke to me. You know, He still does that if we can stand still long enough to listen, and told me that there was a lady at the altar that needed a definite touch in her body. I got up from the piano and went to the lady, laid my hands on her, and prayed for her. That lady literally jumped from her knees, started shouting, praising God. And then she broke out in this song. And I ran back to the piano and started singing it with her.
He touched me. Oh, he touched me. That floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know. Yeah. Touched me, and he made me whole. I said he touched me. Oh, he touched me. Oh, something happened.
Doris Akers. The storm is passing over, and he touched me. Great gospel singer, songwriter, and arranger. The last person I want to introduce to you tonight, or reintroduce you tonight, is none other than from the Barrett sisters, Dolores Barrett. The Barrett sisters grew up in Chicago, Illinois. Dolores was born in Chicago in 1926 to Susie and Deacon Lonnie Barrett, a staunch Baptist from Hickory, Mississippi. Dolores and her sisters spent a good deal of their childhood singing around the house in the choir at the Morning Star Baptist Church, located at 3991 South Park Boulevard on Chicago's South Side. They had seven siblings, four of whom died in childhood of tuberculosis. In 1936, under the direction of her aunt, choir director Maddie Dawkins, the trio teamed up with a cousin named Johnny May Hudson and sang local engagements billed as the Barrett and Hudson Singers. When Johnny May died in 1950, Rodessa, her sister, replaced her, and the group was renamed the Barrett Sisters. While still a senior at Englewood High School, Dolores was recruited by Roberta Martin Singers, a group from Pilgrim Baptist Church that was known for their stellar roster of lead male vocalist. She toured and sang with the troupe until the early 60s, when Mrs. Martin encouraged her to begin an independent recording career in a trio with her sisters as a solo artist. In the mid-1960s, the sisters recorded their first album on Savoy Records, Jesus Loves Me, on which they recorded also Sam Cooke's Wonderful. They followed with I'll Fly Away, Carry Me Back, where they were joined by Roberta Martin on I Hear God. Miss Martin sang lead on the title track. In the 1970s, they recorded two albums for Nashboro subsidy label Creed, God So Loved the World and Coming Again Soon. She also followed with a solo album, also on the Creed label, Through It All. They have recorded, the Barrett sisters have recorded more than 11 albums in all. Over her career, Dolores Barrett and her sisters have toured internationally over 39 times. The Barrett sisters have performed at countless churches and in many respected concert halls, including the Lincoln Center in New York, Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C., Orchestra Hall in Chicago, and Theatre de Ville in Paris, France. The Barrett sisters represented the United States in Africa as goodwill ambassadors in 1983 and in the South Pacific for 6 weeks in 1987. They have also performed for several notable leaders, including the King of Sweden, the President of Zaire. The Barrett sisters are associated with numerous celebrities with big names in entertainment, including Queen of Gospel Albertina Walker, Dorothy Love Coates, Thomas A. Dorsey, and also the National Singers Convention. She was also affiliated with Reverend James Cleveland, Andre Crouch, the Mighty Clouds of Joy, Pastor Shirley Caesar, the Clark Sisters, the Winans, Willie Mae Ford Smith, Jennifer Hudson, Patti LaBelle. Dolores Barrett Campbell died August the 2nd, 2011. She was 85 years old. She had been wheelchair bound for years. In the late 2009, she lost her voice and could not sing anymore, but she was still present during many of the concerts with a microphone in her hand. She was a great innovator, along with her family and her sisters, that such great work. So tonight, I wanted to bring to you Dolores Barrett of the Barrett Sisters.
And now it's our turn. The Barrett Sisters of Chicago. And at the piano we have the one and only Roberta Martin of Chicago. We shall sing for you at this time, From Out of Nowhere, Jesus Found Me. From out of nowhere, one day Jesus found me, and I'm mighty glad. Wonder how could I've gotten along this long without the Lord? And I thought since He came into my life from out of nowhere, you know I'm so glad. Oh, look back and wonder how could I've gotten along this long without the Lord? And I thought, oh, how could I dance the pitfall? Oh, how could I made it this far from day to day?
Well, church, it seems like our time is about up. We thank you for yours. It's only been an hour program. The hour has gone by fast. We thank you for joining us tonight here on Gospel Gold. We ask that you will go to our Facebook page. Go there. Hit the like button and share. Don't forget to let somebody know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we are here to play traditional African-American gospel music and talk about the great artists that we have produced on these American shores. Don't forget that you can contact us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. You can also be a supporter of Gospel Gold. Our Cash App is Gospel Gold with the two G's, a capital. And of course, with the Cash App, you put the dollar sign and the Gospel Gold, one word, the two G's are capital. We thank God for you listening to us tonight. We pray that you will continue to be a part of the Gospel Gold community and that you will let somebody know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night. We have brought to you three great singers tonight who have been an impact in the gospel music industry. We hope that you will continue to add them to your library. It will certainly add dimension to your gospel library, and we know that you will enjoy the great songs that have been sung by them tonight. We're going to go home tonight with a song by Dolores Barrett and the Barrett Sisters. We pray that you will have a good week and that you will allow the Lord to lead you as you go. Make sure you tell everybody about Gospel Gold. God bless you and have a good night.
This I know. Oh. so good.